doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. Over the weekend, you do things that are awesome, and nobody even gives you the credit you deserve.
Yeah.
What happened? 1-800-330-9999, because our job is to give you that credit due.
You know, sometimes people aren't paying attention, mm-hmm. right? So then they don't see it or whatever. But other times, people see it. It's right there in their face,
nothing.
And they just ignore it. They don't right. say a word. And it could be something they brought up before. Case in point, Anna Zapp, this weekend, I filled the ice bucket without being prompted. And you know what? I did that after I fixed the switch on the pool pump. I got credit a little bit for the pool pump, but I had to point it out. The ice bucket, my wife didn't say a word.
No, you mean to tell me that you filled up that ice bucket and she knew that normally she would have to ask you 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just did it on your own like a big boy?
She said absolutely nothing.
Raven, it's time to give you some credit. There would be no ice.
That's right.
If Raven didn't go get it.
Your beverages wouldn't be cold.
No.
They wouldn't have even been cold.
They would have been melted.
That's right.
Nasty.
That's right. And you know where you like to enjoy nice ice cold beverages?
Where?
By the pool, which was running because the pool pump was on.
Oh, that's.
Mm-hmm.
You feel better now that we gave you the credit?
I do, actually. I feel a lot better.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
The credit I didn't get this weekend, I realized is credit that I never get any weekend.
What's that?
Because every Sunday morning, I go and do the grocery shopping every single week.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them what they want to eat. Nobody answers me. And then I get home and they complain there's nothing to eat. There's plenty to eat. You want to know why? Because I just spent $150 at the grocery store. But no one ever says, hey, Ma, thanks for going to the grocery store. You think my husband's like, hey, thanks for actually feeding our family and figuring it out how to do it and being a grown-up. No.
I can't believe he didn't say anything.
Nothing. And then, here's the worst part, Raven. I get home, and I text, hey, guys, I'm home.
Right.
And I want somebody to come help me with the bag.
At least hold the door for you.
Nobody comes out.
Right.
They pretend like I never went grocery shopping. This food magically appeared like I'm Santa Claus bringing the food on Christmas morning. And you know what?
What?
I'd like some credit for that.
You know what? You can have it here.
And then a hero comes along. Have the strength to carry on.
And now there's deli meat. That bread is fresh. I threw away the old bread from last week.
Oh, man. You did it all.
I did
it all.
Got
rid of those plums that never got eaten by anybody. Man.
1-800-330-9999. What was the thing that you did not get credit for this weekend? Because we're going to give you that credit right now. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999.
We're here for you.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Over the weekend, you always do things. You do things that you never get credit for. You do it, and then you expect somebody to just maybe give you a head nod, mm-hmm. a smile, acknowledge that you did something, and they don't.
How about a little bit of pat on the back or something like that? That would be fantastic. Just, you know, tell me that you saw the effort that I put in there, and it's appreciated.
Raven and I would like to give you that credit, because we know that you don't get it at home or out in public, and now we want to give it to you. 1-800-330-9999. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
We had 3 separate barbecues. I prepped and cooked everything. I received 0 thank yous.
Oh, my gosh.
That is terrible. You know what I did, sir? I cooked burgers for 20 people this weekend, and I didn't catch my grill on fire. And Anna will tell you, that's a really big deal.
Yeah, he normally catches things on fire.
Every time, buddy. You did it 3 days with no fire trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, I was the grill master, too, and no one was like, hey, Anna, thanks for like getting that smoke in your eyes.
Yeah.
Every time you open the hood,
yep.
no one.
This
no one.
One is for the three yep. of us, but you mostly, sir, because you did it
you.
3 days.
They wanted a burger. They complained that it wasn't cooked well enough. You had to put it back on the grill.
Right, right. And then there's always the 3 people that show up at the end and go, you know what? Now I would like a burger.
Now, at the end.
I did a count.
I turned it
off.
I've
been cooking for 2 hours.
Right.
It's off.
You know, I'll fire it back up. No problem.
Yeah.
You got the credit you deserve. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I let the motorcycles cut in front of me and they didn't give me a peace sign. And that really bothers me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you should always make way for the motorcyclists, but they should give you a cool head nod or a thumbs up or kind of like peace sign. Yeah, no, I'm with you with that.
Yeah, you know.
It's part of the cool of letting the whole crew in.
That is aggravating. You're right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you some credit because you let those motorcycle people in. You could have just plowed right through them, but
no,
you didn't.
No, she couldn't have done that. Exactly. That's terrible.
But she could have made it difficult.
I'm just going to say that your alternative to what she could have done was not.
Well, she could have made it difficult.
Right,
not
right.
Plowed through, but okay. She could have made it difficult for them to stay together as a gang.
Right.
1-800-330.
Not necessarily a gang.
99.99. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
So not knowing about motorcycle
I don't know.
Groups. Okay.
Well, actually, I bought my wife flowers, and I set them on the dining room table, and she didn't say anything about them. I didn't get credit. Yeah.
Did you just buy them out of, like, because you love her? Or did you do something and you're trying to make it better with the flowers?
Well, there's always something that I could have done that I probably messed up. So they were kind of like insurance flowers.
Very suspicious. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a full hero award on that.
Should we give him a semi-credit due? All right, here's your semi-credit due. You happened to be at Costco and saw the flowers and figured I might as well pick these up. They're $9.99.
Now you're trying to sell yourself up as a hero out there looking for free drinks at the bar or something, bro. We're not buying it.
Right. All I mean, I'm glad that you got the flowers for her, but you got them as an insurance policy. It's your semi-credit, too. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do this weekend that you didn't get credit for?